blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Almighty God, you have given your only Son to be for us a sacrifice for sin and also an example of godly life. Give us grace to receive thankfully the fruits of his redeeming work and to follow daily in the blessed steps of his most holy life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Reading from the book of Jeremiah, the Old Testament. Am I a God, Jeremiah, says the Lord, am I a God far off? Who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see them, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long will the heart of the prophets ever turn back? Those who prophesy lies and who prophesy the deceit of their own heart. They plan to make my people forget my name by their dreams that they tell one another, just as their ancestors forgot my name for Baal. Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let the one who has my word speak my word faithfully. What has straw in common with wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please respond by half verse to Psalm 82. God takes his stand in the council of heaven.
He gives judgment in the midst of the gods.
How long will you judge unjustly?
And show favor to the wicked.
Save the weak and the orphan.
Defend the humble and needy.
Rescue the weak and the poor.
Deliver them from the power of the wicked.
They do not know, neither do they understand. They go about in darkness.
All the foundations of the earth are shaken.
Now I say to you, you are gods.
And all of you children of the Most High.
Nevertheless, you shall die like mortals.
And fall like a weak prince.
Arise, O God, and rule the earth.
For but you shall take all nations for your own.
A reading from Hebrews. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land, but when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdom, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better, so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
No, I tell you, but do you think that I've come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, 5 in one household will be divided, 3 against 2, and 2 against 3. They will be divided, father against son, son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it is going to rain. And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat. And it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Be seated, please. In Jeremiah, God speaks directly to the prophet, telling him and us that God is both near at hand and far off, and that this intimate and remote God is not impressed with declarations of false prophets. Those are the ones who say, I have dreamed, only to use that declaration for their own benefit and for infighting among themselves. Such easy declarations, God tells Jeremiah, are mere distractions from the revelation of God's true nature. In the psalm, God says, save the weak and the orphans, defend the humble and needy, rescue the weak and the poor, delivering them from the wicked. God is defender of the defenseless and the one who stands against those who would exploit the vulnerable. The reading from Hebrews is a continuation of what we've been reading, a continuation of that author's reflection on the nature of faith. I'll say more about that in a minute. Then in a kind of surprise, a seeming reversal, Luke records this declaration from Jesus, I've come to bring fire and division to the world. Not what we've been reading in the earlier readings, nor what we've come to expect to come from Jesus' mouth. So this is the picture of God sketched out for us in the collect and the first two readings in the psalm. The Supreme Being, Spirit of the cosmos, a God far off, who is involved in the life of this world, in the lives of us human beings in it. This God is so involved as to enter the world as a human being, a man who is willing to sacrifice himself in order to save us from our sins, from ourselves, to show us what a truly selfless and godly life is. Now that is a God nearby, to use Jeremiah's term. This is the God whom the psalmist describes as being on the side of the weak, who favors the orphan, the humble, the needy, who stands against the wicked and rescues the weak and the poor from the hands of the wicked. In this psalm, God says that we are gods, even though we're mortal. And that certainly is an echo of the creation story about our having been made in the image of God, of our being called to live out that selfless life modeled for us by Jesus. So how do we reconcile Jesus' message of fire and division with these readings about advocacy and help for the helpless? Jesus, I believe, is telling all of us who follow him that when it comes to siding with the poor, be they ragged, unkempt, disorderly, or with those who would exploit them for gain, be they urbane, well-presented, and hyper-orderly, we are to side with those who have no one on their side. It might seem counterintuitive in a world, a culture that prizes success above almost everything else and takes those outward conditions as proof of success. More than that, proof of God's love. I said I'd return to the Hebrews reading, that business of running with perseverance the race that is set before us. That's the definition that author offers us in today's reading. That faith is endurance, enduring in the example of Christ, even when, and maybe especially when, that is not the popular thing to do. And the goal of the race is not just some elusive heaven after we die, like the trophy at the end of a sprint, even a relay race. But the satisfaction of having run the race and finished, much like the finisher's award at the end of a marathon. We are the marathoners who receive the finisher's medal for having run in good faith, striving to emulate those traits of God in Jesus as are set forth in today's readings. Heaven is God's business alone. We are simply to run the race, encouraging each other along the way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
We continue with the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. And for us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man.
For our sake
he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayers of people. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That we all may be one.
Grant that every member of the church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons.
That they may be faithful ministers of your words and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world. Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let light perpetual shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come share in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others. We pray especially for Jim, Ann, John, David, Jane, Pat, Patty, Jill, Karen, Stephen, Diane, and Kendra, Maureen, Greg, Janet, Chris, and Philip, RG, Carol, Sarah, Joey, and Alan. George, Jim, the people of Ukraine, the Degater family, Martha, and family. Are there others?
For Saul, Pat. Virginia,
for those in the military, Brian, Trevor, James, and Reed, Kevin, Brian, Jared, Chris, Jonathan, and Eric, and all in harm's way. We pray for all who are traveling this week. And Jim. We pray for all who have died, especially Jeffrey McMurtry and Rick Chapman. We pray in Thanksgiving with Sandy and Rufus, who celebrate their wedding anniversary, and with Jackson Gonzalez, Doug Thornton, Cameron Guthrie, who all celebrate their birthdays this week.
Now I invite your prayers, Thanksgivings, either silently or aloud. And just so you know, that Sandy and Rufus Arrington, not some other in Sandy and Rufus, you may know. We pray in Thanksgiving with Ellen, Chris, and Mary, who are to be admitted to Daughters of the King this morning.
We also pray for rain.
Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins, to our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Would you please be seated? Today we, I sort of love to together admit Chris and Ellen into the order of the Daughters of the King and Mary Rubio into our chapter. Come up here from the previous parish. So I'd ask all the daughters of the King to come forward. We'll see if that lives in the body of the pews.
Privilege to, and joy to present Chris Pickens and Ellen Lee as candidates for membership in the Order of the Daughters of the King. It is also my great privilege and joy to welcome Mary Rubio into our chapter.
We are gathered here in the sight of God and before this congregation to admit these women into the Order of the Daughters of the King. We commend them to your earnest prayers, that they may have grace to fulfill the obligations of the order, and that their labors may be to the glory of God and to the welfare of all his people. There we go. I just want to get my eyes on. The Daughters of the King is an order for women whose mission is the extension of Christ's kingdom, especially among women and girls, through prayer, service, and evangelism. Do you desire to become members of the Order of the Daughters of the King, or reaffirm that? Do you promise to obey faithfully the two rules of order, the rule of prayer and the rule of service, to offer your support to the clergy for the good of the parish and the extension of Christ's kingdom, to wear faithfully the cross of the order, and to work for its purposes as God?
service.
We will.
Wonderful. Now, who has the crosses? And I might ask, maybe I can do that. Bless, O Lord, these crosses, and grant your servants now admitted into this order such an abundance of your grace that they may wear this sacred symbol in the spirit of humility with devotion to the service of the King of Kings. Amen.
Amen.
Kristen, accept and wear faithfully the cross of the order, remembering the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, take up your cross and follow me. Ellen, accept and wear faithfully the cross of the order, remembering the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, take up your cross and follow me. Now it's your turn. Almighty God, you have to read.
Almighty God, help me to pray so faithfully that I may draw near to you and learn your will. Help me to serve so joyfully that others may be drawn to you. May your Holy Spirit guide me each day, that all I think, do, or say may be pleasing in your sight. I ask it all for the sake of him whose cross I wear, my King and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Mary, do you reaffirm the promises you have made, and do you desire to join the Epiphany chapter of the Daughters of the King? I'm struck by the prayers that the daughters just offered, how much it is in accordance with running with perseverance the race that is set before us. It could have been written by the author of the letter to the Hebrews. But now it is my joy and bittersweet joy to send Jackson Gonzalez on his way and to thank him for his service as an acolyte at Epiphany. And I'll just read this to you. The priest and people of the Episcopal Church of the Epiphany, Burnett, Texas, certify to all that Jackson Gonzalez served as an acolyte of the Church of Epiphany 2017 to 2022, and hereby express their gratitude for his dedicated and faithful service. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we ask you to continue watching over Jackson. By your grace, make him always aware of the prayers and love and support that are his from his parish family of Epiphany, both in this time in university and beyond, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
Walk in love as Christ loves us and gave himself for us as offering and sacrifice to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, for by water and the Holy Spirit you have made us a new people in Jesus Christ our Lord, to show forth your glory in all the world. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name.
Holy.
gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die in one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we're bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for restoring us in your image and nourishing us with spiritual food in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Now send us forth a people forgiven, healed, renewed, that we may proclaim your love to the world and continue in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. The wisdom of God, the love of God, and the grace of God strengthen you to be Christ's hands and heart in the world, in the name of the Holy Trinity. Amen.